doing Avat Chesed, and we have been discussing that the world cannot exist without kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Gam nuchal lomar, we can also add and say, Dinei yadua shetachlit kol hachamudoti, sheizkeh adam levasof leshev leknei Hashem leanot mizev hashchina. The ideal, the sweetest thing that people desire, the sweetest thing that a person can attain, is that ultimately he gets to sit in Hashem's presence and enjoy ziv shchinato, whatever that means. Shezeu anom amiti ve'oneg ha'gadol, that is the true pleasure, mikol ha'inugim sheyachol leimatzeh, greater than all pleasures one can find. Ach kol ze talui, but all of this is contingent im hitabek v'Hashem odob chayav b'chol kocho. What did he do during his life? It's contingent on whether he invested all his strength throughout his life to connect to Hashem. Mosh katuv, like the pasuk says, Hashem demands of us uledov kabo, to cling, to bond with Hashem. Rotze lomar, what does it mean to bond with Hashem? Ledov kabo midotav, to cling to Hashem's traits. Mosh amu chazal, as our sages taught, the idea, how can you cling to God? You can't connect with God. The idea is to cling to God's ways. That's that a person spends his life trying to perfect his traits to be in Hashem's traits. Shehem rak letov ulchesed. Hashem's traits are solely for good and kindness. Uchmo shekatuv, as the verse says in Micha, ki chafetz chesedu. God seeks kindness. So if a man spent his life clinging to Hashem's ways, azu yishkeh leshev olam lifnei Hashem ulehasbeh b'tzachzachot nafsho, then he will merit for eternity to sit in Hashem's presence. How he uses terms here that I don't know what they mean. Masha'en kenim mechayav haya midato shelo leitiv lezulato. On the contrary, if one's trait during his life is that he did not do good with his fellow man, hipuch derech Hashem yitvarach, the opposite of Hashem's way, ech yizkel levasof litabek b'Hashem. How can he merit ultimately to connect? And that's really what the Talmud tells us that Rava Bar Mari taught. It says in the verse, Yeshev olam lifnei Elokim chesed ve'emet manin tzeruhu. Em ata yeshev olam lifnei Elokim. When can a person sit for eternity before Hashem? When he led his life as chesed ve'emet manin tzeruhu, at the end of the verse, where provided that he spent his life seeking kindness and truth. And Hashem says, people who watch over one another, we take care of one another. We don't view the world as, well, I got mine, you want yours, take care and get yours. But rather we view it as a world where we're supposed to care for one another. That's chesed ve'emet, that you have people who have the capacity to and they use it to do chesed and truth. And man, they also give food. Man also means food. Yintzeru, that they watch over one another. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes, and he says, "Umash amar katuv yintzeru." Why does it say they watch over them? Ki be'emet b'makom kadosh kazeh. Truthfully, in a place that's holy like this, where one's looking out for the other, da'inu misha zochel amod lifnei Hashem elokei hashamayim, a person who merits to stand before Hashem. And how does he merit to get there? He said by caring for his fellow man. Tzarich sham shmeira yitera. So he has to be more careful because he is on holier ground. Etc. Over there, that's where the angels are. A person wants to know how to become holy, so they're looking out for his fellow men. Through chesed ve'emet, man yintzeru. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. Yeah, Shai.
No, just, I said it.
Okay.
I can use the rabbi sometimes.
That's okay.